Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. This is my second episode about the ancient Greek Olympics. The first one I did was archive episode number 20. In that episode, I summarized the full history of the ancient Greek Olympics. This included weird events, strange rules, funny training methods, naked athletes, and the origin of the modern marathon race. If you enjoyed that episode, then you'll love this one also. I've dug up a bunch of bizarre stories about real ancient Olympic athletes that will shock you, inspire you, and probably make you laugh. Get ready for stories about a devious brother, a sneaky mother, a criminal boy, a killer statue, a devastating famine, a bunch of ridiculous laws, the world's strongest pinky finger, and a 4-year bromance between a man and a bull. In the near future, I'll take both of these episodes about the ancient Greek Olympics and stitch them together into a 1-hour extended bonus episode for my Soak Plus members. So stay tuned for that. But for now, lean back, close your eyes, and settle into my time machine of tranquility. I hope this episode distracts and relaxes your overactive brain squirrels. Ancient Greek Olympics, Part 2. Fascinating stories about Olympic champions. In the prior episode, I mentioned that participation in the ancient Olympic Games was limited only to males. But I also highlighted that a woman was recorded as the victor of a chariot race in the 96th and 97th Ancient Olympic Games. On the downside, though, I also explained that she only trained and owned the horses. She wasn't actually allowed to participate in the chariot races. Well, I've dug up some more details and fascinating facts to share with you about this remarkable woman. Her name was Kaniska, and she was a wealthy Spartan princess who was born in 442 BC. When she was young, her brother encouraged her to breed horses and compete them in chariot races. Now, this sounds like quite a noble deed by her brother, especially in a time when women were not usually encouraged to have any type of participation in sports. But Plutarch, the old-timey Greek philosopher, proposed that her brother might have had ulterior motives. Plutarch suggested that Kaniska's brother wanted her to win chariot races to demonstrate that it was money rather than manly grit that won chariot races. But why was that so important to her brother? Plutarch doesn't really explain it in a way that makes any sense to me, which is probably why modern scholars have come up with a simpler explanation. They proposed Kaniska's brother had political ambitions and wanted to bring attention to his election campaign. So he helped his sister to raise champion chariot horses, and then his political ambitions would benefit from her fame. But that theory also doesn't make much sense to me. Why did Kaniska's brother train her to raise champion horses instead of just doing it himself for the direct fame? That That just seems like a much simpler plan. I've come up with three possibilities why he didn't just raise champion horses himself. Possibility number one, a female chariot champion would receive more positive attention than a male chariot champion. Now, in the past 200 years, I would think that would be true, but over 2,000 years ago, I'm dubious. In 396 BC, I would think that most, perhaps not all, men were still antagonistic towards a female in sports. Let's move on to possibility number two. Maybe he was just too busy shaking hands and kissing babies as part of his political campaign to put time into raising horses. But if so, then how did he find the time to teach his sister how to raise champion horses? Yeah, I don't like that one either. So here's my third possibility. He was just lousy at breeding, raising, and training horses for chariot racing. But Kanisca wasn't. Yeah, the dude probably didn't know which end of a horse the oats went in. I like that reason the best. Probably because it amuses me. Overall, I'm just unsure how much credit I should give Kanisca's brother for her achievements. But as a Spartan woman, some credit should go to her Spartan culture. While most Greek women at that time were not encouraged to pursue athletic activities, Spartan women were trained to excel at sports. Well, elite and rich Spartan women were encouraged, but it was still more progressive than other cultures. Which begs the question, why did Spartan culture support their women to be athletic and physically strong? Spartan society believed that strong women would produce strong children who would grow up to be, yeah, you guessed it, strong soldiers. War motives aside, this cultural support did help Kanisca become the first female victor at the ancient Olympic Games. Let's tackle another big question about Kanisca and her Olympic victory. Was she allowed to attend the games and watch her horses win? That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.